For decades, blood banks have separated blood into different parts, the cells, plasma, and platelets. Medical experts say that has a lot of advantages, but sometimes patients just need whole blood. This month, UAB's trauma unit started a new program for that very purpose. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
According to experts, when a patient is losing a lot of blood, it's vital to replace it as soon as possible. But to do this, doctors typically have to combine equal parts red blood cells, plasma, and platelets. That's not the same thing as using blood that's never been separated, according to Dr. Marisa Marquez. She's the medical director of transfusion services at UAB Hospital.
You're not able to reconstitute whole blood just mixing the other components because each one of them is somewhat diluted with anticoagulant and other substances.
Research, a lot of it from the military, shows that it's better to transfuse actual whole blood to care for hemorrhaging patients. UAB trauma surgeon Dr. Daniel Cox says it also saves time.
For the very seriously injured patient, this has the potential to significantly improve the chances of that person surviving.
But there are challenges. The rules around who can donate whole blood are stricter. And Dr. Marquez says it isn't available locally.
They had to find a location in the country where they would be able to collect these units and send to us in a timely manner, which ended up being Oklahoma.
For now, UAB receives 12 units of whole blood every week. Trauma doctors say they've used just about every drop. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
We should note UAB holds WBHM's broadcast license, but our news and business departments operate independently.